that basically sums it up on our college campuses. You're listening to the Laura Ingraham Show. It's 21 minutes after the hour. Our collective heads will just blow off our shoulders if we stay too focused on what's happening overseas, American sovereignty being sold out. So we have to move to the culture. And we talked a few days ago yesterday with Raymond Arroyo about this new trend of screening pornographic films on college campuses. And it's happening this weekend at the University of Maryland. Princeton University has dealt with what I call the pornification on campus, something called Sex Jeopardy.
Maryland actually announced yesterday they're not going to show the film after all.
Oh, so Maryland has actually done the right thing. Oh, good. Yesterday.
After being threatened by the state with a withholding of money.
Oh, so Maryland's not doing it anymore, but this has happened on campuses across the country. And Princeton's Anscombe Society, a number of students involved in that, have been fighting against the pornification of the college campus at Princeton now for, what, 5 or 6 years? Sex Jeopardy, this, you know, all this absurd nonsense at Princeton that's been going on. And Robbie George has written about this. Sex on a Saturday Night, this new freshman orientation program. I mean, this is just, at this point, obscene and absurd. But, well, what can we expect? This is the culture that we've permitted and tolerated. And these are the people running these schools. And the faculty is all too happy to welcome all manner of pornography on campus because it's broadening our horizons, not narrowing our horizons. Joining us now is Shivani Radhakrishnan, and excuse me if I've botched your name, from the Anscombe Society. She's a sophomore at Princeton University. And Adela is the director of marketing for Digital Playground. And basically, Adela, why aren't we using your last name?
You can use it. It's Curry. Prefer to go by Adela. There's not very many of us, and it's kind of like a Cher or Madonna thing.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. So it's not because you're ashamed of what Digital Playground's all about. No.
No, not at all.
No, you like – okay. It's just Adela then. All right. That's fine.
Yeah.
Let's start with you, Adela. You're a woman. You work for this company that basically is a porn company.
Mm-hmm.
And you think that – playing these films on college campuses, screening them on college campuses, somehow enhances the educational experience. Why?
I feel that the viewing of any material that is legal to adults, we make adult entertainment for adults. And I think that sexuality is something that can continue to be explored, and I think it plays a major role in the evolution of women in society. I think we live in a society that has been predominantly governed by men, which is great and wonderful. But
you're helping them out because porn is mostly bought by men. You're helping them out here.
Well, hold on. Don't hold on 1 second here. All of the things that make men strong, like violence and physical strength,
and
our
porn.
Society has absolutely accepted and promoted. And the one thing that makes men weak, women, beauty, sex, we've shamed. And we've done it collectively as a society, but it's actually, I think, kept us from gender equality, from ruling the world together. And I think that the only way the planet is going to evolve is if...
Wait, you're going to the planet. We're focusing on Princeton and like Duke University, and you're already talking about governing the planet. But basically, you're making the case that porn empowers women and levels the playing field, I guess taking a chunk out of this old patriarchal society. I mean, I see it as porn is playing into exactly what has in effect weakened women and their standing in the world, because it commodifies – you know what is special about women, which is their bodies, their creativity, their individual makeup. And let's go to Shivani. Hold on, you'll have a chance to respond to that. But let's go to Shivani on this, because Shivani, I always say, where are the feminists when it comes to these kinds of issues? Because porn is not famous for portraying women as it's completely dehumanizing, and it's turning women into commodities.
Right, exactly. What happens with porn is that you just objectify women, and women are only viewed as means to the ends of sexual gratification. And so you don't see women as intelligent beings with dignity that ought to be treated because of the things that they are, and you just see them as instruments. And that's really awful, and I think showing porn on these college campuses is providing that mentality on these campuses. It's awful.
Now, Princeton itself has not screened this Pirates 2 tour de force, has it?
No, we haven't screened porn on campus.
Well,
although, trust me, there are people that I'm sure would love to do such things.
Now, let's go back to Adela. Adela, how did you get started in the porn business?
Through a friend. Honestly, I was a communication major, and they were starting people out at PR firms at significantly less than the porn industry was starting people out at, and I got to travel. Mm-hmm. And it started off a little differently than what it's grown into, but I'd like to go back to the real topic here, and I think human beings...
So it's for money, though. So, let's not argue that this is some benevolent journey that porn is on to transform the planet. You got into it for the money, right?
Initially, yes, you're absolutely correct. But
now it's about world governance
I still want to address what you're saying. Humans have been defined for forever by the church as physical, intellectual, and spiritual. Our sexuality has been completely denied. And I think you function just as, like, we're going to the restroom every single day. I think it's necessary. I think it's a beautiful thing. I think that absolutely there are some archaic porno films out there that degrade women and are horrible, and it was made by men for men. Our company is female-owned and operated, and we are creating porn by women for women. And it's empowering and wonderful. And absolutely, there's both sides of the fence. And, I mean, people can get addicted to food, but do they stop eating? You know, it's everybody, everything in moderation. And my only point is nobody should have to watch this. Nobody should be forced to watch this.
No, but you want to be, you want a presence. No. Would you then say that recruitment films for skinhead organizations in the United States, recruitment films, mm-hmm. should be screened at the same campuses where your porn film is being shown?
Not
because you said if it's legal, Adela,
uh-huh.
You said if it's legal, it should be there for adults to see.
I think adults have a choice to watch and subscribe to their own belief system, regardless of what that is. And I cannot come in, although I do not in any way agree with what the type of film that you're suggesting. I don't believe in censorship. And I do believe in our First Amendment rights, and I would protect that whether I...
No, the government's not saying anything. Well, censorship is about the government saying you can't operate.
Right,
you can't operate.
Exactly what happened in Maryland yesterday is this politician came in and denied funding. They threatened the school.
Oh, good. We're going to take a break on the Laura Ingraham Show. We'll get into all of this. We'll continue with your phone calls. 800-876-4123. Sex on campus is one thing. Encouraging porn on campus by screening films at a state university. Well, state tax dollars go to the University of Maryland. I think the taxpayers have something to say about this, do they not? Don't go away. All right, it's 25 minutes before the hour. The soundbite contest coming up, so you don't want to miss that. Given what we've seen out of Europe this past few days. But we continue now with what's happening in our college campuses. Porn films being screened. Yes, porn films being screened. It used to be that, you know, you knew this kind of stuff went on, but it was like some student who had a VHS or a DVD of a porn film in the dorm room. But now it's the campuses just welcoming porn films because this broadens our horizon and allows us to appreciate the inherent artistic value and the value of equalizing opportunities in the porn industry and how that just empowers women. I think our continuing debate will address this. We're with Adela, who's the director of marketing for Digital Playground, the outfit that's responsible for this Pirates 2 film, and also Shivani Radhakrishnan, who's a sophomore at Princeton University, and the Anscombe Society, which she's a member of, fights against this sexualization of college campuses. And Shivani, you heard what Adela said earlier, that pornography is a way to express our sexual desires in a way that has been discouraged in the past. It's so empowering to women. But what does the Anscombe Society believe is truly empowering to women?
Well, we think that sexuality is fine and good, but it's good within the context of marriage, and that's what the Anscombe Society is all about. We think that it's important that the sexual commitment is also coupled with the irrational commitment and emotional commitment, and so people aren't used as instruments, and we realize the dignity in every person, and that's really what the Anscombe Society is about. And I think showing porn on campuses really sort of undermines the dignity of these the people involved.
And Adela, do you have a daughter?
No, I don't.
Well, if you did have a daughter, would you encourage her or be delighted if she decided to go into maybe being an actress in a porn film?
I wouldn't encourage her. I certainly wouldn't encourage her. But again, this is an optional thing. This isn't something that
no, but it goes no. This is not. I want to get to the heart of what this is all about, which is this canard that somehow women having sex with total strangers in film and with whatever practices are shown on screen, that this is somehow empowering to women. And this has to be including to young women who have this wonderful opportunity to go into this just wonderful industry. And I asked you a specific question. Would you be proud of a daughter of yours who decided to be an actress in the porn industry?
That wasn't the question you asked me. I absolutely would be proud if that was the choice that my daughter made. Would I encourage it? No. Two totally different things.
Why wouldn't you encourage it?
I also would not encourage my daughter to get into mainstream Hollywood in any way, shape, or form. I think that fame is something that you pay a price for, and it's very hard to live your life in a fishbowl. And that's
so why do you work for digital? Why do you work for this digital playground, this porn outfit, if you wouldn't encourage your own daughter to be a part of this?
I don't understand your question. Would you encourage your daughter to be a politician?
Oh yeah, I would absolutely no problem with that whatsoever.
Or be a radio talk show host?
Yeah, I'd be totally proud and encourage her.
Okay, so what just went down right now in Maryland, when the senator himself, as a public political figure, violated our First Amendment rights, and he extorted the school over and censored material that is legal to show. To me, that and taking the same 18 and 20 year olds.
You can show it. And we're sending them to war.
And you want to talk about damage?
You're at war. Adela Curry, you're now at war and back to the global governance and saving the planet, okay?
Well, let's talk about the bigger issue. Why are you narrowing it down? Because Adela, put her
mic down, all right? I don't want to hear. If she's going to talk over me, she's not on the show anymore, okay? This is not about censoring you. This is about whether a state university has the right to determine what is shown on campus. And a state university can decide that it's not going to have the skinhead film shown. It's not going to have the neo-Nazi film shown. It's not going to have a film shown that glorifies, you know, racism. Not going to do any of that. And maybe it's not going to have a porn film shown. It's not about censorship. It's not saying that the digital playground company can't operate or that you don't have a right to exist. No, it's just saying on our campus with our tax dollars, no, this is not something we're going to support. Totally different from censorship. This is a legal term. This is not some fly-by-night consideration. It's a legal term. Censorship, it means censorship. It doesn't mean anything different. Let's go back to Shivani. Shivani, you've heard the arguments. You can respond.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I think that no one is denying that this film can be shown in private audiences. It's just a matter of what sort of culture this is going to help on campuses. And it's going to help a culture that's very degrading towards women. People are going to think that this is the norm, that they're supposed to be watching porn, that it's okay, and only people with hang-ups are going to have reservations about showing these films. And that's not something that we want to pressure students into feeling.
Let's go back to Adela. Adela, why do you think men buy porn?
I think men buy porn because it's a fantasy and it is exciting and it helps them with their orgasms and their bodily functions. I think it's very pleasurable.
Do you think porn has any connection to increases of sexual abuse, sexual violence against women, violence against women, period? Do you think porn has any linkage at all to those things?
No, I think that what has been going on for many years is women have been abused by men for many, many, many years. And as we become more comfortable with our sexuality and we're able to, like, go to therapy, and, you know, these things used to be taboo. You never admitted that you went to therapy. You never admitted that, you know, men only had sex for pleasure.
This has nothing to do with what I'm asking you a specific question.
Ask the question again.
We have seen time and again that men who commit violent acts against women, sexual abuse and violent acts, domestic abuse, are people who purchase porn and enjoy porn. Okay? It's not saying all people who watch it commit these acts, but of the people who are abusing women the most, many of them, you know, will point back to, well, it all started when I saw this on film, where women are objects, and objects to be used and thrown away and discarded after they don't look as good as they look on the porn screen. They might not look that same way in 5 or 10 years, so move on to the next woman. You don't think that this creates a culture of throwaway women?
I have never heard that at all, that a man has gone back and said that he beat up his wife because he saw a porno. I have never heard that in my life. I think that men have been abusing women for years and years and years, and as the media has
now
allowed
women
us,
are abusing
internet,
women.
As the internet has allowed us, this is, our abuse has actually gone down.
Yeah, our abuse has gone. What? First of all, because women are now objectifying women, owning this company and running this company, doesn't mean it's not objectifying women. Let's be clear. A woman in a porn film is a commodity to be bought and sold. She is a commodity, as she has been a commodity in previous civilizations. It's just now being done by women. So if you somehow think that this is empowering young girls to be smarter, stronger, lead more healthy lives, then I live on a different planet. I live on a different planet than Adele, and maybe I'm just a total old-fashioned, you know, throwback. Maybe that's just what I am. But, Shivani, you can go on, and then I'll give Adele the last word.
Yeah, sure. Adele, I guess I'm just – I really don't see how – viewing these porns, it seems clear to me that the people that see women as objects in film are then going to transfer this to their daily lives. People that watch porn are going to be more detached from the women in their normal lives, and they're going to expect these women to act like these porn stars, to be just means to their sexual satisfaction. And that's not what we're looking at for women. And so I'm not sure how we can get around that issue with showing porn on campuses or just really in general.
Okay, let me personalize this. Porn is fantasy sex. It's not reality sex. Women do not generally look like porn stars. And I can take this home and make this very, very personal. My husband absolutely consumes porn. My husband, given the choice between having sex with his wife or watching a porn film, would choose having sex with his wife in reality any day of the week over
But, I mean,
fantasy.
Social science has shown that that's not always true, that a lot of men that watch porn then detach from the actual women in their lives.
And a lot of men do a lot of things. A lot of men, like, you know, go gamble and take second mortgages out on their houses. A lot of men do beat their wives. I just don't think there's any more of a correlation between porn and, say, in the insurance industry.
I should also say that child abusers and the reports by child abusers of their porn appetites is something that, you know, we haven't had a time to get into, but. You know, child sexual abuse and the linkage to pornography is also, you know, something that reports have been written about. And again, I'm all about trying to help young women understand that what is most special and precious about them is that God made them a certain way for a certain reason. You give it all away, you show it all, you know, to the first person who wants to take a look, you're giving away all your power. That is the most disempowering thing you can do. The most empowering thing you can do is to hold yourself out as special. And that means you're not an object. You're not a commodity. You know, you're a gift. You are a gift to everyone, to men, to your husband, to, you know, your family, and present yourself as such. But, Adele, you can have the last word.
First of all, absolutely, in any way, no way, do we associate ourselves with child porn. This is adult porn, adult entertainment for adults. Two completely separate things. And I find any link between the two, if all men, if you take 100% of men and say 80% of them or 70% of them are watching porn, I wouldn't say that those numbers equal the amount of men that are abusing children. That is absolutely horrific. There is no correlation whatsoever other than some men are sick in the head. You cannot relate the two. Porn, and as an archaic belief system, things that used to go on, you know, there absolutely may have been degradation. Today what is going on is we are accepting that we are sexual beings, women and men. You can have sex with your wife or your girlfriend or yourself for pleasure. it's okay. I am not saying that anybody has to watch this. I'm just saying that.
No, but you want it there, though. You want it there. No, it's not protected. It is not protected by the first.
Off.
No, no, Adele, because you're saying something that is so patently absurd. The First Amendment does not require that a university screen porn.
That is absurd. It's not a requirement. That's all we're saying is do not violate our First Amendment.
It's not a requirement that it be screened on a college campus. The First Amendment does not require us to objectify women on a college campus in the form of a porn movie. That's not required by the First Amendment. Go back and read the Constitution. Even go back and read the twisted jurisprudence from the Supreme Court of the United States, and you won't see that right enshrined in the interpretation of our Constitution. You won't see it. Now, you might think this is somehow a great way to make money and a great way to save the planet, but the facts are the facts. In objectifying women, turning them into these objects of masochistic and of pleasure and deserving of abuse and punishment and mutilation, this all comes from our numbing ourselves to these images. And it's just, you know, I appreciate it. And, you know, I know I told you I'd give you the last word, but it's my show. I can change the rules as we go. That's my protection under the First Amendment. Adela and Shivani, we appreciate your input. This is a disturbing story. We'll stay on it. Don't go away.